With Cope Notes, you get peer support in your pocket. Daily exercises, encouragement, psychology facts, and more sent straight to your phone when you least expect it. This isn't a counseling session. This isn't a therapy app. It's the best first step towards a healthier brain, thinking healthier thoughts. With just one text a day, you can train your brain to combat negativity, worry, panic, guilt, shame, grief, insecurity, and more. All for less than $10 a month. To learn more, visit copenotes.com. That's copenotes.com. Listeners of the Resilience Podcast get 10% off when you use code RESILIENCE. Now on to today's episode. This is the Resilience Podcast 254. I'm Cecil Ledesma, recording live from Austin, Texas. It is damn beautiful here. It's Monday, January 17th. We have friends that we value because of the mutual appreciation between both parties, despite sometimes differing in life views and values. We accept them as they are, weighing their opinions on different issues, or holding your own self lower than theirs when it comes down to what is important for yourself individually rather than collectively. Without acceptance from those around us, we cannot really feel supported through our journey through this life, which makes true friendships difficult, if not near impossible, without understanding how someone might be feeling at any given moment. The trust exercise points this out perfectly. It's a leap of faith. Trust is essential when it comes to building a true friendship. You have to wholeheartedly believe that they won't hurt you. And with time, your friend will prove themselves worthy of your trust again and again. But if they break that bond once too many times, you must let go before it crumbles under its own weight and takes everything else down with it as well. So take care in who you decide to share your secrets with, because at some point, they may become necessary pieces for someone else's puzzle. But only if you're willing to give them up willingly, without fear, or without reservation. It takes time to build trust, and mere seconds to destroy it. I can't make this point scream loud enough just how important trusting someone else can be for your mental health, both physically and psychologically. If you have been struggling with being able to open up or share secrets with others, try the exercise of writing down what you would want from a friend on these topics. Then think about who in your life fills that need best. You may find that just by finding a trustworthy confidant will give you newfound peace. We all need people in our lives who will be there for us through the good times and the bad. The true friends that Aristotle speaks of are those who show up when we're doing well, but stay with us during hard times too. We cannot forget the importance of cultivating true friendships and how they can be a refuge during dark times. There is no such thing as a fair weather friend. Only those who are there for us when we need them. Remember this next time that you find yourself feeling lonely or in despair. It's never too late to try again with someone else. It's important. It's important to remember that behavior is how people feel about themselves, not you. I don't think you get to choose when or when not to be a friend. True friends are there for your needs and take into consideration the time they have available in their schedules. Remember this advice next time someone says, "Hey, I can't talk right now, but let me know if you need anything later on." Your true friends will always make time for you, even if it means sacrificing something else they were going to do at the moment of truth. And one last thing. The best way to find out if you can trust somebody is to trust them. Ernest Hemingway. And that's it for the Resilience Podcast. See you real soon. Hey, I'll see you next time, and thank you so much for tuning in. That about wraps it up. But before you jump off, two quick things, actually, three. One, I've always wanted to author the conversation on resilience and mental health, because as a very proud Navy father, these topics affect me personally. And as you go about your day, be sensitive and be kind always, for everyone you meet is fighting a battle you probably know nothing about. Your life is a gift, and it's precious to me. And thank you so much for being a part of this community. And I'm not quite sure how you landed on this podcast. It doesn't matter to me. The fact that we're all in this together and that we can have a conversation is amazing. I feel very honored to be in your ears right now, and that you spend a portion of your morning, noon, or night with me. And whether this is the first podcast you've listened to or you've been a loyal listener, I just want to say thank you. And last, please, I would be honored if you checked out my website at cecilledesma.com. You can connect with me on LinkedIn. You can follow me on Twitter at Cecil Ledesma. Peace.